Over the next few days, the state's Joint Finance Committee will wrap up deliberations on Governor Walker's proposed biennial budget. Several big items remain, including transportation. One of its components is relatively small, but could spark debate. It helps fold safe routes for bicycles into road projects. Governor Walker's spending plan eliminates the program, called Complete Streets, has been around since 2010.
And basically what it says is, you need to take into account the needs of bicyclists and pedestrians whenever you build or rebuild a street or a road with federal or state money. We were one of the first states to enact it. It's a national movement.
The executive director of the Wisconsin Bike Fed is clearly a fan. Dave Cheslevich says Complete Streets helps fund bike lanes on city streets, reducing confusion and frustration.
The biggest complaint we hear from drivers is cyclists weaving in and out, or cyclists being in a place they don't expect them to be. When people know where they belong on the roadway, it makes everybody safer.
The program also pays for paved shoulders instead of gravel along rural roadways. Cheslevich says paved shoulders funnel cyclists out of traffic and come with fringe benefits.
Roads tend to deteriorate from the edges in, and so having a paved shoulder actually increases the life of the travel lanes. It's also good for drivers, because if you're in an emergency and you need to pull off, you're going to be much safer pulling off onto a paved shoulder than a gravel one.
Governor Walker wants to cut the Complete Streets program, saving an estimated $380,000 over the next 2 years. While Cheslevich believes the funding is money wisely spent, he concedes that bike lanes haven't ushered in warm, fuzzy feelings among all drivers who share the road with a growing number of cyclists. He hopes to sway the skeptical with dollars and cents, arguing biking is a $1.5 billion industry in Wisconsin.
It's bigger than deer hunting. A lot of people know that. Employs over 14,000 people.
WUWM was unable to reach the Joint Finance Committee co-chairs to ask how they plan to vote on the Complete Streets program. Their committee has at least a few options to consider, ranging from going along with the cuts to restoring the funding. The panel also might opt to create a new fee to pay for bike infrastructure by charging $25 for each purchase of a new bicycle. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.